Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey, it's Bubba. Don't forget it's holiday season. And if you don't know what to get for a gift or a stocking stuffer, well, today's sponsor, Manscaped, has all the tools to guarantee you that you win this year's stocking stuffer and or white elephant competition. Manscaped is the leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, and they've served over 4 million men worldwide. That's like 8 million balls, if my math is correct. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the promo code Bubba. You know, Manscaped's best-selling product should be at the top of every man's wish list for this Christmas, and that's the Performance Package 4.0. Inside of that bad boy performance package, you're going to get the Lawnmower Body Trimmer. As a matter of fact, I shaved my chest and arms and my pubes today with it. It's the best trimmer on the market for your balls, your butt, your body, and the weed whacker for your ears and your nose. You got to keep up on that or you're going to look old, buddy. And let's not forget their famous liquid formulations. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner to maximize your ball hygiene routine. Keeping your balls fresh, fellas, is important. You never know when you're going to get some, I don't know, spur-of-the-moment action on those bad boys. Whether this is for your partner, your dad, your brother, your friend, get them something that they're actually going to use, and they might get a laugh or two out of it as well. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with promo code Bubba. Be the ballsiest gift giver this year with Manscaped.
What we're looking for is a new, fresh voice that'll wake up the people.
Telling America things no one wants to hear. He's irreverent, outspoken, and entertaining.
Hey, there he is. The big man's back.
He is Lionel on the Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
You can find everything Lionel by going to Twitter, Lionel Media. Is it the same thing on YouTube, Lionel Media, as well?
Lionel Y2K or Lionel Nation, whatever.
Lionel Nation. Hold on, good. You got Lionel Nation now too?
Well, I change a little bit, but Lionel Y2K has always been my handle since that there, you know, that 2000 minute.
How many subscribers you got? I'm almost at 6,000.
Like 53, something like that. But over 1.2 million downloads or views, right?
53,000 or 53 or 53?
No, 5,300,
53. I was either going to be either 53 total people, 5,300 or 53,000.
5,300. What's the difference? 53.
Lionel, I like to follow Lionel on Lionel Media. It's right there on my phone on Twitter. Lionel, have you heard the latest development with Cox? You are an attorney. I wanted to get and you're not only are you an attorney, but you're also, you know, a radio veteran, strategic guru, if you will, on various radio formats and protocol. What is your opinion on what Cox did to me Friday?
Well, first, I can't, I'm not following it as closely as you, so I don't want to misspeak.
Right.
But I want you to know one thing. It's an old adage, and it's always worked for me. And it goes something like this. You always know you're over the target when you start taking flak. See, bombers would say, I wonder if the Germans are down there. Haven't heard anything yet. Nope, we're nowhere near. Then all of a sudden, kaboom, we're over the target. So I think it kind of, if anything, it's an indicium, an indication that whatever you're doing seems to be rather effective. That's all I will say. But I want to, if I could.
If you will.
If you will.
If you may. If you may.
I love that. And I don't mock you. I don't. I just love to.
Listen, I don't mind you mocking me because everybody else does. And that's kind of the half of the shtick is the mocking gimmick. So mock away, kid.
No. It's not mocking because imitation is the greatest form of flattery or something. But let me tell you something. You know, a while back, this past week, I haven't talked to you since Brian Williams and all this stuff about John Stewart and blah, 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 blah. And you know what amazes me still to this day, which nobody has ever brought up in our media? Do you realize that this is the only man who ever received any kind of negative publicity for telling a lie about Iraq? You know, I'm looking at the news this morning, and I'm looking at international, which I always do, and I'm looking at alternative, and I'm looking at what the world is saying, and then I look at what we're talking about, what we're discussing. And it's two completely different worlds.
Lionel from Lionel Media. Lionel, you make a great point, and you just the light bulb just went off in my dense ass head.
The epiphany.
And that is, you're right. So out of all the egregious and stupid and distrustful and untruthful and shenanigans that are happening abroad in the Iraq war, the Afghanistan war, whatever one you want to pick over there, Brian Williams telling a fabrication of a particular incident that didn't happen really is like the lesser of 9 million different evils. There's so many other things. Is this the classic government, hey, let's jump on this to get everybody's eye off the ball? Is that what this is?
It's a diversion. It's sleight of hand. It's an amazing thing. We have yet to hear. This is the part. Let me just give you a couple of things. Let's just start off with today's thing, ISIS. This kills me, all right? Now, around the world, people are saying, why isn't anybody emphasizing the fact that ISIS started off by beheading Christians? You know, in the United States, again, and I don't want to rag on this, but we have, this is Christianity. Protestant, Catholic. That's it. To us, that's it. To the rest of the world, you have Coptics. In Egypt, go to Israel, go to Jerusalem, and look at so many Catholics from different countries, and Orthodox, and Eastern. Okay, when ISIS was beheading Christians, nobody said a word. Then they started beheading Muslims, and by the way, a beheading is a beheading. Mm. Human beings. Then all of a sudden it got traction, and now they're back to Christians again.
And nobody cares.
Not saying anything. Now, one of the things which is interesting, let's assume that me, you, and Manson and 25 sat down and we said, okay, we're going to get to the bottom of this. Do you mean to tell me, let me get this straight, that the governments around the world have no idea who ISIS are? We are the torture champions of the world. We know torture, stress positions, waterboarding, and we learned it from the best. You mean to tell me that nobody looked at one of these videos and said, hey, that's Murray. Yeah, I know him. I went to school with him. I know where his brother lives. We'll get to the bottom of this. Let me tell you a little story, which is one of the greatest stories which never really got the attention, and the FBI has always poo-pooed it.
Lionel from Lionel Media on Twitter. I got to reset every once in a while because you never take a breath. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, no. I just get excited. I just love being
I'm the best hype guy, man. I just throw little resets in there,
blam. You are the Bobby Heenan.
Remind me not to forget to ask you about my friend Alex Jones. Somebody on Twitter, Mad Mike, told me to ask you about my buddy Alex getting his something canceled off of YouTube or something.
Documentary.
Do you know anything about that, Lionel?
Oh, every other week, something is.
Well, tell Alex.
What are we talking about this week?
Tell Alex. I said hi, and I, you know, he's been on the show before. Nothing but love for him. Unlike most.
He is unbelievable. He is one of the most revolutionary individuals in media, as are you.
I love Alex. Tell him I said hi. I need to have him on again, okay? All right, continue on before you were so rudely interrupted.
And by the way, do me a favor, and I want you to get a guy on named Dale Watson, who's the best country music performer out of Austin, who will knock your new you-know-what in the dirt.
Is he touring in this area? I'll put him on my stage.
He is mostly Texas bound. He is the real McCoy. Anyway, let me tell you this story. You're going to love this. And there's an analogy here. In 1964, remember when the missing civil rights workers couldn't find him in Philadelphia, Mississippi? Remember that? They couldn't find these guys. And the FBI was saying, where are they? How do we get to them? Remember that? 25, it was the these poor workers, Schwarmer and others. It was just horrible.
Right.
This is a 1964 good thing.
25 wasn't even alive. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, but Mozart, you've heard of him, right?
Yeah.
Lincoln? Well, I wasn't alive then either. Anyway, so what happened was...
Lionel's such a dick. Go ahead, go ahead.
The FBI called this guy named Greg Scarpa. This guy was a straightened-out guy from the Colombo. Hitman extraordinaire. His nickname was the Grim Reaper. Look at the picture of this guy.
He's like a Richard Fabrizi rolling around Tampa.
I mean, no. Tampa has nothing on this stuff. This I know about. He was the real deal. Mm-hmm. So let me tell you what they did. They went down and they said, supposedly, hey, guess what? There's a guy named Lawrence Bird, Larry Bird. But Lawrence, we think he knows something about that. Can you help us out? Greg Scarpa said, sure. So they sent him to Mississippi. He picked this guy up. Took him to, supposedly, now the FBI denies this, a place called Camp Shelby, pistol whipped him, threatened to castrate him until he told Scarpa where these three missing civil rights workers were. In like less than 20 minutes, he came back and he said, here they are, here's the information, I'm going back to New York. Now, with that analogy, just using common sense, do you mean to tell me that nobody knows who ISIS is? Even a couple of people here and there. Even a couple of people.
Since we probably know who they are, why are we letting them just, you know, frolic around over there? I mean, why?
Because of the reaction. Don't you understand?
Oh, because we need a bad guy.
Yeah, we need a big bad wolf.
But put it this way. It's not just us. This causes everyone around the world to look to governments to say, protect us. Do something. Problem, reaction, solution. It's mind-boggling. So this is the thing that just gets me. I don't understand why we're scratching our heads and we're saying, wow, I just don't understand what's going on here. And all our pathetic news does is they just sit back and say, wow, here's the latest video.
Now,
what a shame. What are we going to do?
Lionel from Lionel Media. So, Lionel, with regards to the bill, the Brian Williams deal, did it come within, or was it the standard, you know, Cox versus Bubba / cease and desist, your competition blows you in, or was it self-policing, on the, you know, maybe the editorial division of NBC kind of doing an audit, if you will, because they were given the heads up? Did it come from
all of the above?
Was it self-policed, or what they turned in?
Well, this was a guy, Bubba, who, let's face it, he wanted to be a rock star. And you've got Tom Brokaw, who's the Matt Daddy, the Big Daddy, the Granddaddy. He's sitting in the wings, and he's saying, you know, I don't like this. I'm old school. I'm OG when it comes to news. I don't like this. Either you make up your mind, you want to be a pop star, or do you want to be a newsman? And what happened was, had the story just been one story about RPGs, Iraq, they'd have said, you know what, forget it. It came out on Thursday. By Monday, it would have been forgotten. But you know that somebody was just waiting who came forward and said, that's not the only story. What? Yeah. You see, there were others as well. And then they're looking around, they're saying, who knew about this? Well, I did. And then the momentum starts. And let me tell you something. When Twitter in this country, see, we were all over him. When it comes to war, when it comes to serious matters, the Ukraine, the next side of the next war, we don't know anything. But when it comes to Deflategate, Tom Brady's balls, when it comes to Brian Williams, we know SNL 40th anniversary, the Grammys, Kanye,
Bruce Jenner getting a sex change.
Because all the news channels carry it.
I'm sorry, sir?
I was saying because all the news channels carry it. I mean, they don't put any of the stuff that you're talking about on regular news
because
channels.
Americans are a bunch of knuckle-dragging rubes, and they don't care about, you know, the scandals and that are happening over in ISIS and stuff. They want to hear about Bruce Jenner, you know, turning his penis into a vagina. And it's not because the news it can only give it to you. It's all the knuckle-dragging rubes. That's all they want to hear.
And they're conditioned to it. Let me give you another story, which I find fascinating. And I have not been, you know, because I'm a native Floridian. So I'm, have you ever looked up in the sky and seen, where you ask yourself, is that a contrail? Or is what is that? There, all these jets are flying back and forth and up and down and making hashtags and cross hatches. What is going on? Where are all these jets? Boy, these condensation, these contrails, they sure last a long time. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever looked up and seen this?
I've noticed it, but
I don't want to get. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, do you believe in chemtrails? A lot of people do. A lot of people don't.
I mean, that's an Alex Jones 2-hour show in itself.
Let me tell you what happened right now. You ready for this?
Make it short.
You just said it, Bubba, and you didn't realize it. This is a conspiracy theory, right? This is, here we go.
Well, chemtrails.
Okay, now.
Chemtrails, yeah.
In the Independent out of the UK, ready for this? Headline, February 15th, CIA, foreign powers may develop ability to manipulate the global climate undetected. This is all over the world. They're talking, they don't dismiss it up, chemtrails. Next, let's talk about Bruce Jenner again. Let's talk about that ball.
So you're saying.
Immediately, we don't nothing about it. We love to dismiss it. Okay, that's one thing. Another story that came out, which is fantastic. Now, let me tell you something. It's hiding in plain sight. John Podesta, who worked with the Bill Clinton campaign, who now is working with Hillary, has been putting out information after information, saying for the longest time, one of my biggest regrets is not disclosing or not bringing to the attention more information about UFOs and disclosure. He has been saying this for I don't know how long. The Vatican has been talking about this. NASA has been talking about it. But I guarantee you,
my favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Watch your local news show.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
The first 5 minutes will be, quote, news. somebody standing in front of an accident, something about this, and then the duck playing the piano, things in your mouth that can kill you, news, traffic, sports, weather. That's it. Now, this is around the world. If you Google it, people are talking about this. Why is this guy talking about this story? Because nobody in a news station, think about it, Channel 10, nobody locally, nobody that you know would ever say, hey, boss, yeah, can I just go out in the middle of, let's say, I don't know, the Polk County, look up and ask people, hey, do you ever wonder what these things are? I don't know what they are. Let's find out.
Mike Deason from Channel 10 would do that.
Maybe. Yeah, it's like
him,
the heart machine
him,
and all
him.
That.
Ask, and what's going to happen? They're going to say, Mike, yeah, come in here for a minute. Yeah. What is this thing you're talking about?
I'm talking about chemtrails.
Well, how do you know? Well, I don't know if they're chemtrails. I know there's something called nanoparticulates. I know there are things, there are aspects called geoengineering, which a lot of people are talking about. I understand that it's called reflectivity studies, and this thing called the albedo, A-L-B-E-D-O, which countries and news organizations around the world have been talking about forever. But our silly news organizations say nothing. We know nothing.
Basically, we're a bunch of stupid knuckle-dragging Americans, like the movie Idiocracy. Did you ever see Idiocracy?
I wrote it.
Lionel,
the thing that makes it worse, though, you have the media that they're not reporting on it, but then you also have the people that do believe in chemtrails instead of saying, you know, it's more weather manipulation, they say that it's more to harm people, you know, that are in these cities. Of which, I mean, is there any truth to that?
I don't want to get into all that. Oh, my God,
listen,
chemtrails. Bringing my buzz to zero.
I'm not even talking about it. I'm saying I want to know. I want to know more of what's going on. That's all I'm saying. So then this past week, let me go back to where I started. Jon Stewart did more for news, was more of a newsman, was more spy. He wasn't anywhere near perfect, believe me. But did more to spend time. And one of the most incredible news shows that's on HBO is John Oliver. This guy will spend 10 minutes talking about payday loans, things that most news directors would say, people aren't going to watch that. Oh, yes, they are. Because, Bubba, what you're doing and what other people are doing is rewriting, redesigning this thing called news, entertainment, music, information. Do you know I get more Twitter traffic, I swear to God, from your show than anything I do? It's mind-boggling.
You get more hate, too. More trolls. Oh, yeah, you do.
Remember, please. You only take flack when you're over the top.
You're right on that one.
You were talking this morning about, believe it or not, the liberty interest in whether it's strip clubs, marijuana. This is serious business. Now, it may sound kind of lighthearted. It may sound, maybe not the end of the world. But you're talking about real, honest-to-God interests. And what's happening is people like Stewart, people on different platforms, people in different delivery systems. Let me tell you something. You watch Vice News. You look at what's happening. You see, the Jurassic media, they don't really understand it. And the only way they're going to compete is to reset the rules, push the reset button, start all over again. I'm listening to radio. I'm hearing stuff from the 80s. Nothing's happened. Nothing's changed. Same jingle package. Same everything. It's like that star that burned out in the horizon, and nobody knows the star has been gone for millions of years.
Lionel from Lionel Media. Last question, Lionel. What's going to happen to Brian Williams? I mean, is he too much of a rock star, like you said? You know, Dan Rather and some of the old timers don't like his you think he's toast?
Toast. I mean,
really?
Come on.
They'll kill him because of that.
There were so many stories. We're talking about something that was almost a pathology. And you know what? I felt sorry for him because, you know, he was dying watching the SNL 40th anniversary. He would have given anything to be there.
And had this scandal not been down, he probably, arguably, would have been there. He's one of the hottest brands in New York, is he not? I mean, like, a New York function is better served if they have or have the ability to get Brian Williams, right? I mean, up until this scandal, he had the it factor, did he not?
Well, he was. Oh, yes. But not anymore. Apparently what's happening is you're seeing this weird kind of a... You found out that, wow, we didn't know about this. And then all of a sudden you realize, you know, when you find out somebody that you work with, you know, had a drinking problem or a drug problem or a gambling problem, and then as you sit around the newsroom or the bullpen, somebody says, well, did you know about the arrest? The arrest? Well, did you know about this? And then you realize, oh, my God, how did I not know this? But here's the thing. This past week also we lost Bob Simon. Bob Simon from CBS was one of the last of the honest-to-God real journalists, the ones who went places.
Nobody wants that anymore, though. People want Brian Williams. No. America, the idiocracy part of America, the knuckle-dragging guys from Warsaw, Indiana, they want Brian Williams all propped
and
up and 25 sexy.
25 said it best. The people that are my enemy, the people that I fear the most, is not the government. But the individual who is sitting there goes, oh, that's silly. Oh, that's conspiracy theory. Oh, that's left wing. Oh, that's right wing. Oh, that's Fox News. Oh, that they want to dismiss it. We love to destroy any kind of ideas. And you'll never hear me say, ever, that this is so. What I advocate is to explore it, to talk about it. We don't even want to talk about it if there's nothing there. Fine, because remember, you only take flack when you're over the target.
Lionel from Lionel Media. Lionel, I disagree with you. I think Brian Williams comes back, and as you say toast, I say he's bigger and better than... I mean, I say that he rebrands himself. He plays the I'm sorry martyr card. Everybody makes a mistake. There's really bigger and worse things happening over there abroad. The Pat Tillman things like that. I think
Tillman.
No, but I mean the real stories of Iraq, not that some journalist fibbed about where he is. I'm just saying, I think he comes back bigger and better than ever.
The American public have no...
We don't care about news anymore.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon may be able to save him.
But hold on, Lionel. You're kind of being contradictive in the fact that the American public doesn't care about credible news anymore. We don't do it. We don't cover it. We don't even cover some of the biggest controversies that are happening in our own country, chemtrails and things like that.
The next time Brian Williams comes forward, you're going to see back to the hashtag again, Brian Williams, mystery members. Were you around years ago in Tampa when Hugh Smith, remember him from Channel 13?
Yes.
Okay, this is a guy who came out, did the best one ever. He came forward and he said, and one of the things Brian Williams did was, when you're caught, admit it.
Yeah.
Go overboard. When Hugh Smith was arrested, he came out and he said, listen, I've let you down. I'm quitting. I mean, I'm through. I mean, people said, no, don't. He didn't hold anything back. The first thing Brian Williams did, what did he say? Well, I might have misremembered. I don't really know. I'm sorry. It's like, no, you ruined it. People hate that. But the irony is that Hillary Clinton, who wants to be president, maybe, was talking about running in this serpentine style as Bosnian snipers were trying to hit her, and that never happened. We had a war in Iraq and Afghanistan that was a lie. WMDs, they were a lie. Nigerian yellow cake, a lie. Pat Tillman, Jessica Lynch, a lie. We're still covering up Saudi Arabia and 9/11. It's a lie. It's a lie. The American public is not interested because it's not sexy. There's no hashtag. And it takes a little bit of reading. It takes a little bit of reading and maybe pretending to be interested. The only reason, I think 25 mentioned Lucy's before. The only reason that the Eric Garner case, in addition, because the facts
the black guy from New York that got choked out for selling Lucy's.
The man who was choked.
I can't breathe,
When the I can't breathe hashtag came about, that was it. Now,
so you're saying nothing's going to be relevant in our dumbass country unless it's hashtagable.
And
that's the way it's going,
Let me tell you, right now, as we speak, there is a chance for change. And let me tell you, the revolution is there. John Stewart did it. John Oliver's doing it. What's going to save is not only alternative media, but brave broadcasters and corporate folks who realize, hey, guys, We're being swamped here. Look at Vice News. Look at what TMZ. Look at what the Rap is doing. This is just entertainment. I get updates from these groups. You mentioned Alex Jones. Look at RT, Al Jazeera, CCTV in China, The Independent. Just go around the Drudge Report. By the time the 6 p.m., let me ask you, by the time the 6 p.m. news comes on locally, are you really shocked by anything? Why do we still do traffic on TV? Explain that one to me. Do we have TVs in our cars? By the time you get in your car, it's over with. Because we're stuck in the 60s. We haven't changed. We're still doing weather. No, unless there's a hurricane coming.
I never. I go right to my weather app. That's how I know about the weather. I don't ever watch TV for the and I don't watch it for sports either because I got the ESPN
app.
As
a kid, we would look at TV for weather. But as an adult, no. You don't.
Lionel from Lionel Media on the phone. Lionel, what else you got for me in closing? You done?
I'm done. I don't like the sound of that. All I'm saying is this. Bubba, keep doing this. If there's a rule, break it. And remember, when you're over the target, that's when you catch flack. That's when people get upset. If nobody complains, if nobody's angry, if nobody says, stop that guy, cut him, then you're just like everybody else.
If they're like the great Hulk Hogan says, if they're not nipping at your heels, you're not over anymore, period.
It's all a work, baby.
It is. Lionel, we love you, man. We'll see you in two Tuesdays.
Love you back.
Bye now. Lionel Media.